Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, in the Gregorian calendar, and the 29th of Nisan, 5784, in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. I'm sure you're hearing loads of talk about Hamas accepting a ceasefire deal, but over here in Israel, no one is reporting that. I have been actively avoiding sharing hostage deal updates because I truly believe there is too much manipulation and misinformation that is being put forward for me to share. I prefer to wait until there is a confirmed done deal on both sides before I put any of that information out. I will say that I saw a clip circulating online of Palestinians cheering and jumping up and down for joy. But over here in Israel, nobody is talking about a ceasefire. So that's why you got to listen to the Israel Daily News and not whatever you're hearing in the international media. There's no done deal, according to our officials. Israel's Haaretz newspaper has an exclusive story out today about granting control of the border crossing with Egypt to a private American firm. They are right that they have an exclusive. I have not seen this information anywhere else. Instead of summarizing it, I am just going to read you the first two paragraphs from the Haaretz article on the website, and that should give you the news. Israel has committed to the United States and Egypt to restrict its operation in Rafah, which started on Monday, aiming only to deny Hamas authority over the border crossing that connects Gaza with Egypt and concentrating on the eastern side of the city. The parties agreed that a private American security company will assume management of the crossing after the IDF concludes its operation. Israel has also pledged not to damage the crossing's facilities to ensure its continuous operation. Israeli tanks conducted a targeted operation in the southern Gaza Strip, capturing the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing on the border with Egypt. The incursion aimed to pressure Hamas into accepting a deal following the rejection of a truce offer. The IDF claims that it is a limited operation and they are seizing key areas in Rafah. The offensive resulted in the capture of the crossing and the destruction of Hamas infrastructure there. Despite opposition from the United States, Israel pursued the operation in Rafah anyway in order to address security concerns and secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. There are some 133 hostages that remain in Gaza today. Two reserve soldiers were, in fact, killed in a Hezbollah drone attack near Matula in northern Israel. We reported on this yesterday and we said that we would get back to you. The IDF attempted but failed to intercept the explosive drone. Reserves Master Sergeant Dan Kamkagi and Reserves Officer Master Sergeant Nachman Natan Hertz were identified as the victims. Another soldier got light injuries during this event. Hezbollah claimed responsibility for the attack, which prompted IDF airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Ongoing skirmishes along the border have resulted in casualties on both sides of the Lebanon-Israel border, with Israel threatening further action if Hezbollah continues to pose a threat to northern communities. We here at the Israel Daily News Podcast send out our heartfelt condolences to the families and communities of these young men. Al Jazeera's Jerusalem bureau chief confirms Israel police shut down the network's local offices and says this is all without actually citing security reasons. This move follows years of tension between Israel and Al Jazeera, with Israel accusing the network of incitement and suggesting Al Jazeera reports sensitive information about Israel's military movements in an effort to help Hamas and harm Israel. The closure comes amid Qatar's mediation efforts between Israel and Hamas, raising questions about the timing. And by the way, Al Jazeera is a Qatari-sponsored and funded news outlet. While Israel claims Al Jazeera poses a security risk, the network denies this and says that there is no evidence for it. The closure has sparked criticism internationally, with concerns about freedom of the press here in Israel. This is the first foreign news outlet to be banned in Israel. Their equipment was confiscated today, and the channel can no longer be viewed in Israel. The decision to close Al Jazeera will hold for 45 days and then need to be renewed. Al Jazeera's Jerusalem bureau chief spoke with Jerusalem-based news organization The Media Line and told them that this move is a very big mistake and that Israel can no longer say it shares Western values and respects those values of democracy, liberalism, human rights, freedom of press, and expression. End quote. That was a quote from Al Jazeera's Jerusalem bureau chief. I actually just did a little test here, and it's true. I cannot access the AlJazeera.com website from my web browser here in Israel unless I turn on my VPN, which many people use a VPN so that the computer cannot be detected where it is. And with my VPN, I can see the network. But this is really an interesting moment in Israeli history to ban something, especially to ban something on the web. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News podcast with monthly contributions. You can support us with contributions by going over to our new website, israeldailynews.org. Our organization is operational thanks to listeners and supporters like you. In response for your contributions, I'll send over a handwritten thank you note to show my appreciation. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at israeldaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. Israel's transportation minister, Miri Regev, announced the names of the 2 diaspora torchbearers who will light the traditional flames for Israel's Independence Day ceremony. Yes, I said transportation minister. I'm not sure why the transportation minister is announcing the names of the torchbearers for Israel's Independence Day ceremony when there are so many departments that deal with Olim and the diaspora. Nevertheless, that is the news. Deborah Silverstein and Rabbi David Meyer were both selected as the diaspora torchbearers. Silverstein is a member of Chicago's Jewish City Council. Chicago was the first major city to condemn Hamas after the October 7th attack. She is being recognized for her advocacy against anti-Semitism and her support for Israel. Rabbi Meyer, CEO of Partnerships for Jewish Schools, has devoted decades to advancing Jewish education and combating anti-Semitism globally. Due to current circumstances, this year's ceremony will be more subdued, focusing on remembrance rather than celebration, with recorded messages reflecting on the nation's challenges and resilience. The modern state of Israel turns 76 this year, but as you know, because you listen to the Israel Daily News podcast, the Jewish people are in their 5,784th year of existence. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Tel Aviv has a low of 15 degrees Celsius and a high of 24 degrees. That's 59 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 76 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top 5 stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. And of course, with a personal note from me at the top. You can sign up for that at israeldailynews.org. I'll send you off with a song called Arlette by Yaara Shalian. I hope you enjoy this song and have a great and productive day.
מלי כוסך, הכוס תשכיח כל מה שנפל ומה שעוד ייפול. מלי כוסך, היא תשכיח כל מה שנפל ומה שעוד ייפול. במבט אחד בודד שכחתי מעצמי, כל היום אתה נותק ואני במקומי, מקומי, מקומי. שהרווחתי בעצמי, כל היום אתה נותק ואני במקומי, מקומי, מקומי. שנפל ומה שעוד ייפול. מלי כוסך, היא תשכיח כל מה שנפל ומה שעוד ייפול. בין ייאוש וגאווה מתאפרת לכבודי, שמה אודם אהבה מצלילי הנדודים, נדודים, נדודים. במבט אחד בודד שכחתי מעצמי, כל מקומי, מקומי. יעלו נהרות בבואו של הגשם והכל שופע, לטפת ראשי אהובי מבקשת והאור בוקע. נשארתי בתוך זיכרון שהשארת כשאמרת את בלב שלי ארלט. מקומי, מקומי, מקומי.